Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez said he has been given the assurance that Latin America and the Caribbean will be the first on the list to receive the Cuban COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes available.
I discussed vaccines with the Cuban authorities, and they pledged as soon as they have done all their internal authorizations and they're ready to come out with their sovereign vaccine, that the Caribbean and Latin America are first on their list to get. So, well, you know, we have good relations with Cuba. And I conveyed a message from at least one other prime minister who had spoken to me to speak to the Cuban authorities about vaccine availability.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Regionally, Trinidad and Tobago's opposition leader Kamla Passad Bisesa said while the restrictions put in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are necessary, thousands of people are unable to earn an income and care for their families. In St. Lucia, the government has announced several amendments to the COVID-19 Prevention and Control Regulation, including allowing for returning nationals and visitors with a negative PCR test and who are fully vaccinated not to be quarantined. The government says that the measures go into effect from today until June 30th as the island continues to strengthen its vaccination campaign. Internationally, a scientist advising the UK government has said there are signs that the UK is in the early stages of a third wave of the coronavirus infections. Professor Ravi Gupta from the University of Cambridge said although new cases were relatively low, the Indian variant had fueled exponential growth. He said ending COVID restrictions in England on June 21st should be postponed. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.